We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Today I'm recording just a quick episode about the recent announcement on March 2nd, 2021, the Paper Source is filing for bankruptcy. In the last few weeks, our community members, and this includes our Paper Camp alumni, our mastermind clients, and my labs members, they have shipped hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product to Paper Source. And that's a collective number, not individually. Paper Source placed very large orders from many of these brands. I know of orders totaling $9,000, $15,000, and even more from small independent brands. In some cases, Paper Source also asked brands to move up their ship dates. So what this means is, and this is just an example, it's a hypothetical situation, perhaps Paper Source had originally asked for the product to be shipped on, let's say, April 1st. Well, recently they went back to some brands and said, hey, can you move that ship date up to late February? Now, an order the size of Paper Source really requires rearranging someone's work schedule because these orders take time. They're very time consuming and large to put together. So basically, brands prioritized the Paper Source orders over other work that they were doing, and they hustled to get orders ready for Paper Source so that they could get them out sooner than originally planned. Now, this whole thing is a huge hit to independent brands who already wait 60 or 90 days, oftentimes longer, to get paid. Large big box stores typically have net terms. So someone will ship an order and then the store has to pay, depending on what the terms are, you know, later on, 60 or 90 days. Now, these brands don't know if they will actually be paid given this bankruptcy situation. I will say the optics of this and the timing of placing large orders prior to filing for bankruptcy does not look good for Paper Source. And while I am not an attorney, nor do I have experience with bankruptcy in a B2B setting, I do want to share some thoughts and general advice for you. So the first thing is seek help from professionals. I put a call out on Instagram and to my network of colleagues for attorneys that may be able to help with bankruptcy issues. And I will update the show notes of this episode with additional resources and information as we have them. So do circle back to check these show notes. The second thing is track everything. Any email you receive, save them. Any conversations you have by phone, I want you to follow that up with an email outlining what was discussed. Who knows if you'll need it, but I would rather you have all of that documented in writing rather than finding out you need it and not have it. The third thing is be patient. I know that this is impacting a large number of independent brands that rely on these orders and the cash flow that comes with it. This will take a while to sort out, so be patient and do your best to stay informed. And fourth, breathe and stay as calm as you can. My hope is that this is one account of many that you work with on the wholesale side. So remember that you have strong relationships with your other accounts. Smaller, independent stores are truly the bread and butter of our community's wholesale sales. Nurturing these customers and letting them know how much you appreciate them, it will go a long way in building that relationship, and you will be reminded that they contribute to the success and stability of your brand. Now, keep an eye on the show notes from today's episode and my Instagram feed at Proof to Product. I will share additional resources and information as I have it. I don't want to share just, you know, rumors. I do want to share concrete information that will help you. But friends, I am so sorry this is happening. Remember that you are strong. Our industry is resilient, and we will get through this together. So talk soon.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proof2product.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.